President, just before I begin, I wanted to cover today, we're going through some of our local MISO issues. Just one Aharon yesterday shared, some of yesterday afterwards, and maybe I didn't explain it clearly. I was giving you different nafkaminas, this question of whether Basul Chol is considered Issa Balua, Issa Machas Atzmo. You had the case of the person who, stuck a milchig knife, a milchig spoon, rather, no matter what you meant, milchig spoon into a flesh sugar pot, and you have to wait for it to come in a benyomo, more than 24 hours, so we discuss when does the clock start, right, when does the timer go off? Does it go off from the time you first used the spoon for milkings? In which case, again, the example we gave, the guy had a cup of coffee using the milk in it, and he used the spoon at the 7 o'clock in the morning. Then at noontime, he stirred a pot, he put the spoon into a glacier sugar pot that was stirring. And now, when does it become in a benyomo? At 7 o'clock or 7:01 the next morning? Well, no, it's got to wait till 12:01 the next day. When did the ace? When does the 24 hours of benyomo expire? If you hold it, so on the one hand, you could say, well, basur chalav and isur balua, you have two ingredients, you have chalav and you have basur. And therefore, as soon as the chalav becomes a tam pogum, the whole idea of the ace, the 24 hours, is that it's going to become a tam pogum, but it's going to be a negative, so to speak, a detrimental or a negative flavor. So one of the ingredients becomes a negative flavor, so that's enough for it to become a tam pogum. And therefore, the clock starts ticking at 7 o'clock in the morning, every 24 hours up. Later on, 24 hours the next day, when you put it in the flesh. On the other hand, if you understand that Basul Chol is a brand new entity, the way I explained, has no prior history to it, so to speak, so then the clock doesn't begin ticking until it became Basul Chol. When I stirred my coffee with it in the morning, well, it's just plain old milk. So the fact is that we now have in this spoon a brand new entity called Basul Chol. It doesn't matter what happened 5 hours earlier. Okay, that was one example. I think that was clear. Just the second one, I pointed out that the Torah in Simchat Gimel has a discussion about water. If you have a pot which had a blias iser, it's not talking about Basul Chol per se, but a pot with blias iser, and then within 24 hours, within Meis Leis, within the time of Ben Yomar, Bas Yomar, you cooked water, you heated up plain old water in that pot. So the Torah writes that you're Meshayah, you have to calculate against all the water, you have to calculate against all the water in the pot. Because the whole water takes on the status of being a davar asur. All the water absorbs from the pot, the iser that was in the pot, and it becomes the whole water becomes asur. So I said that Beis Yosef discusses what the nature of that din is. Okay, I may not have explained this clearly. If I didn't, I'll say it. Oh, if you got it, good. But the Beis Yosef there, you can look. This is in Yerodeis and Kuf Gimel. Beis Yosef says that one could say that the water becomes, basically it's based on chaticha nasas nevela, right? The water is the chaticha in this case. It absorbs all the flavor from the pot. Now it becomes chaticha nasas nevela. However, he noted that seems to be what the Torah says, but the Beis Yosef said there are some who are mekel, because the gufa iser, okay, the original iser is the benyomo status begins when you cook the water. That becomes chaticha nasas nevela, and you start from there. But Beis Yosef said you could argue that the gufa iser in the pot, that's already not ben yomo. So you don't have to start anew when you cook the water. Again, the Torah seems to say when you cook the water in the pot, the water now takes on the flavor of whatever the iser is. So the ben yomo clock is going to start ticking when you cook that water in. The Beis Yosef says not so fast, not necessarily. It says some hold like that. It says some are mekel, since the gufa iser, after all, there's nothing usher about the water per se originally. The iser was absorbed in the pot earlier. Again, in our example case, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. So the clock starts ticking then. You don't have to wait another. You don't have to start the clock over again when you cook the water in it. Now, the Beis Yosef himself concludes that when it comes to basul chalav, okay, so if you have a pot which has a blia of basul chalav and you heat it up water, he says, indeed, the meis leis start the 24 hours, the clock begins ticking again at the time you heat the water. Okay, it's like you started up, it's like you created this or again. That's what Beis Yosef himself says. Again, with regard to basul chalav, Beis Yosef says that you have a pot with a blia, an absorbed flavor of basul chalav, at whatever time that happened, 7 o'clock in the morning, you cooked basul chalav. Now, later on, you heat water in that pot. So there, the Beis Yosef says it's like you started over again, and the clock has to be reset. The 24-hour clock has to be reset. That's how the Beis Yosef says. However, it appears that the Beis Yosef is saying that this is basically And he says, you know why? Because by Bas V'Cholav, everybody agrees, we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. We'll learn in Hilchos Tarovos, but when it comes to other Yisurim, not everybody believes in this concept of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, but the Yosef says, by Bas V'Cholav, everybody holds from Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and therefore the clock begins ticking again. What the Beis Yosef seems to make in his Torah, it's almost like he's saying, if I'm reading it correctly, and that's how the Shach understands it, the Beis Yosef is seemingly saying this is like a chumrah, a special chumrah of Bas V'Cholav, meaning that really Bas V'Cholav, the Beis Yosef will hold, is an Isur Balua like all other Isurim. However, because there's we have a din of Chaticha, Nas, and Nevela, so therefore we have to be machmir and the clock starts ticking again. In other words, the Beis Yosef is saying the reason behind this is a chumrah. There are other chumras by Bas V'Cholav. It's also Ba'anah, right? There are other chumras by Bas V'Cholav. So this is just one of those chumras. But it's not inherent in the nature of Bas V'Cholav. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Certainly had the Shach there. So the Kotnir Kes understands. The Shach says that, and it comes out for Karet. He says, one second, if you have a pot that's Balua from Bas V'Cholav, he says, no, don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela in that case. Rather, you should treat it like Shari Surim. Okay? Why? Because he says, what is the whole din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Bas V'Cholav? It's not a chumrah, a special chumrah by Bas V'Cholav. We're stringent, we don't have this. No, it's also the chumrah, we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Says the Shach, that's not true. When we apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Bas V'Cholav, that's because Bas V'Cholav is the definition of it. Well, Bas V'Cholav is creating a new entity, is creating a new chepza. Whereas here, says the Shach, in this case where the entity was created, now you're just heating up water in that pot, you're not creating a new entity of Bas V'Cholav. That's why. You follow? So the Machlokas, the Shach and the Beis Yosef seems to be, what is the nature of Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Bas V'Cholav? Everybody agrees it's Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Bas V'Cholav. But the Beis Yosef says a chumrah, a special chumrah in Bas V'Cholav, just like Bas V'Cholav has other chumras over other types of machalos and other types of tarubos. And the Shach said that's not true. That's not why this Chaticha Nasis Nevela by. It's not stam a chumrah. It's a chumrah in the nature of defining the creation of Bas V'Cholav as a separate iser. Therefore, in this particular case, it's not going to apply. So says the Shach, if you assume by other isurim. That let's say the pot had a bliya of chazer, okay, and I cooked water in it. The Shach, however you're going to pass in there, you'll pass in my Bas V'Cholav too. And again, we'll see in Hakatuch, my hope is there too. But again, the Shach is not going to say Bas V'Cholav is not different than anything else. Whatever the din will be, whether the clock begins ticking again when you heat water in a pot that had a bliya of iser of chazer, will be the same din if the clock starts ticking again. When the clock starts ticking again, you have a bliya of Bas V'Cholav. You follow? Because it's not a chumrah in Bas V'Cholav. It's a defining of the creation of an item called Bas V'Cholav. You only create something once in the same mixture. Or the Beis Yosef says the whole din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a chumrah by Bas V'Cholav, but really it's an Isur Balua like any other. It has special chumras. Whereas the Shach, oh no, it's not a chumrah, it's a definition of Bas V'Cholav. So when lining up, you know, the shitas, whether you hold Isser Balua, or it's Isser Machmas Atzmos, you would seem to line up the Beis Yosef with those who hold that it's an Isser Balua, and you'd line up the Shach with those who hold it's an Isser Machmas Atzmos. So that's just, you know, now, later on, someone has to do an investigation to see if the Shittas always line up. Okay? It happens to be that in the case of the, I don't know what the Beis Yosef says, in the case of the sticking the spoon in, okay? Remember, the Shach was the one who said poshut. Remember, the Shach said in the case of you stick the fleishig spoon into the fleishig pot. When you notice the two cases are not the same. The second case, when you have Bas V'Cholav in the pot, and then you know you mix something else, cook water later. But in the case where you have cholav first in the spoon, and later on that cholav now goes into the meat, you start again, or you go from when the spoon first absorbed the cholav. So the Shach says, no, it goes when you put it into Bas V'Cholav. He writes to Poshut. Yeah, to him it's Poshut, because he says, what's the definition? He's the Lashitaso. That works out well with the Shach, right? That works out well, because Bas V'Cholav, according to the Shach, is the creation of an entity. So the clock doesn't get ticked until you stick the spoon, the milk of the spoon, into the flesh of meat. So then is when now becomes Bas V'Cholav, and now is when the base lace clock, the 24-hour, you know, you have the 24-second clock, there's a 24-hour clock. The 24-hour clock begins ticking now. That's the Shach of the Shittoso. right? Whereas the Beis Yosef said, again, the Bach disagreed over there in the case of the spoon. He said the other way, right? The Bach held that no, it starts when you first make the spoon milk. When you first use the spoon for hot milk with your coffee, that's when he says that's pasher. The Kiveg we saw yesterday says, well, nothing's pasher here, right? It's not pasher at all. Don't go either way. But anyway, so the Beis Yosef and the Bach would line up. So I just want to clarify that from yesterday. But the one other quick ha'ara, if I can, you know, we ended yesterday by saying that the place he had the question about Afer, he raised the question about Afer, okay, if you, but we said that the Afer is also Bahano, right? What you got Basu Chol, and it burnt to a crisp, I think his lashon was Dak, the offer, right? Dak, the offer, it was completely ashes, you know, totally made it to ashes, so he posited that, well, isn't that a symbol of the fact that there's no more chalav in this, so why should be us? Why should be us? I don't know if anything. There's no chalav in here. The chalav disappeared. He said, "Lui Yitzuri that Elyonavi would come and tell us in a particular piece of meat that all the milk has been squeezed out. All the meat has been squeezed out." Usually, we say after so also why? Because you never know, right? You can't be know for sure. But Lui Yitzuri, you can know for sure. Let's say you'll do a chemical experiment or whatever, or Elyonavi will come. So the Beres Eibishit says that it'll be mutter. So you say, actually, the same thing by Efer. Right? Now, he's not arguing because the Rambam says Afer Oser, and it's based on a mission of Taurus. He's not arguing, he's just questioning why that should be from a logical point of view. If it's burnt to a crisp, there's obviously no more cholov in it. But we said, no, it's not really a question, because once it became Bas of a cholov, a new entity, then it's got nothing to do almost with any milk in there. So, the wonders of Vayu Torah, so you have different people listen to Shiurim. So a friend of mine was listening to the Shiurim, so he called me up. He told me two things. First of all, the other side of the Shiurim says that, you know, he says that Elyonavi will come. That's an interesting discussion. We possibly usually will, but Shemayim, right? Because we're not going to listen. Remember that Gemara, you know, Gemara with the Tanah Shachnoi, and the walls shook, and the lake jumped, and the tree jumped, and everything else. So possibly over Shemayim. So can Elyonavi come? Usually we assume that Elyonavi, on the other hand, Elyonavi maybe can clarify Metzias. It's based on Metzias. Can clarify Allah. Anyways, he's talking about that. It's an interesting question in general. But besides that, he just pointed out, remember that earlier in the year, we had also, it's really the same era, the same Sukkot, in the place in the very beginning, the place he spoke about Afer. Okay, if you remember, the place he had that sort of unusual shita, where he equated Nosa Tamuz Gam with Enneru Ligir. Remember, Nosa Tamuz Gam was connected to something which is not edible anymore. So he said, even if you don't accept my Svara, but the Afer at least should be Mutter Bahanah, why should Afer be any worse than Enneru Ligir? Well, you could say the same thing. If the Afer has the status, or remains of the status of Bosom Chol, then that never goes away. So that's the same truth. That's the person finding. Okay. Alright, so that's what I want to mention about that. So what I'd like to do today, as I mentioned, is just go over some of the things we discussed over the last couple of weeks before we move on, you know, Seder, the Shulchan Aruch. Now we've gone through most of the Hakdama type material, get the Yesodas down. So just wanted to go through a few, the way I put it in my notes, 11 points. Nothing fancy, just to go over. If it'll help you in your understanding or in Chazor, so then it's good. We mentioned that the Gemara in Chulin on the Kuf Yudal, going over Kuf Tetzvav, has numerous sources for the Isser Bas V'Cholov, 6 different possible derivations from Sukkim, where the Isser Bas V'Cholov comes from. It's striking that the Torah doesn't really present it clearly as we know, but we understand that the primary source, the main, the most famous one, made famous by Rashi and Chumash, and also by the Mechaber over here in the first Sifs, in Pei Zayin Tzifalov, is the 3 times it says, Oslash of Diva Chalimo, Kosov of Torah, Oslash of Diva Chalimo, Gimel Plumbing, Echad Lisser Bisho, Echad Lisser Kilo, Echad Lisser Hano. So that seems to be the primary reason. We discussed the possibility of certain nafkaminas. You know, if you hold from other psukim, you know, is Hano part of the discussion, or not part of the discussion? We proposed the suggestion that since the Rambam holds that there's no Malkus, Lisser Hano, the Rambam didn't quote in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he quoted this as well. This famous answer, but in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Tesa Hilchos Macholos Asuras, at the beginning, the Rambam quotes a somewhat obscure Mokor, which the Nosei Kelim say came from a Medrash Rabban Vayikra that we seem not to have, or whatever, to quote a certain drasha, which is fine, He suggested the Rambam Dafka suggested that because maybe holds that helps us understand why there's no malchus for this Hanavas with Chalav, whereas there's malchus according to Rambam both for Bishul and for Achila. We wanted to have a limud where Hanav was running in the back seat. Okay, and his limud, if you remember, was that since it says now that I cook, and the whole purpose of cooking was to have food. Again, we discussed that Kesef Mishnah, whether he means it as a siyag or he means it as a result. Okay, I don't have to go over all that now, but the ma'aseh becomes, since you hold that the bishul and the achila are so karach, are so bound one to the other, the hold is so connected, so it's as if it's mefurish b'krah. The bishul is mefurish b'krah. You can't take away. Well, of course you get malchus of bishul. It's mefurish in the Torah. Most of Ashna Gedi. As far as the achila, even though it's not mefurish b'torah, it's almost like it's mefurish b'torah because it's derived from the issur bishul, so to speak. Again, either as a siyag or it's a, some other way of connecting it, whereas Hanoah has a vaccine. Okay, that's just a possibility in terms of nafkaminas between the reasons. But as I said, the primary reason is the three-time reference to Lo Shagli B'Chalei Bimah. We also discussed that there are a number of different opinions in terms of the minyan hamitzvahs. Right? How many mitzvahs do we count these three surah, Yisr Achila, Yisr Bishul, Yisr Hanoah, and Bosh B'Chalei, and the minyan hamitzvahs? But when Esadri goes and Losa says Samech Tes, says it only counts as only one mitzvah. Only one mitzvah. It doesn't exactly say what the one mitzvah is. It looks like he's saying it's Bishul. We have the Mitzvah of Prelo's analysis. It looks like he's saying that the one Isser is Bishul. Okay? And the way we explained it is that the Achila is the Gemar HaBishul. I call that in legal terms like an accessory after the fact. Right? The guy commits a crime and someone else does something which by itself, is not identified as a crime, but it's part of the same process. So he's called an accessory after the fact. So he's part of that the crime as well, so to speak. So in a certain sense, Achila is the Gemar HaTahalich, if you will, of the Bishul. So therefore, but the Isser, in terms of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, is Bishul. And I showed you also the Targum Unklus in all three places where it says Lo Sovach HaGadib HaLei Bimo, each time translated as Lo Sochlun. So it sounds like he says there's one Isser, and the Isser is Achila. And that's how the Bichodesh, I don't know if I said it at the time, but the Bichodesh, when I look it up, it's in the Pei Zayin. Sukkot Nalav also says that the one Isser is the Achila. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts two Isserim. Mitzvahs Lo Sasei Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Zayin. The Rambam counts the two Isserim. Okay? And namely Bishul and Achila. So I know it's secondary said. And the Rambam looks like he's saying the Hasogos to the Shorash Sheni. Parenthetical mark. An introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Shoroshim. Shorash Sheni, he has all three. Okay. Now, how do we exactly define Isser Bishul? How do we find Isser Bishul? So we explained already, and this has been the theme throughout, that the Isser Bishul is to create the Chepta Basar B'Chalav through transference of flavor, dafka via fire. Okay? Now, Bez Hashem, not the immediate next year, but in a couple of shiurim, we'll discuss different types of Bishul. Which gave the Nail Sheets, so that's what I just gave. So that's going to be different types of bishul. We didn't really discuss it, but it's an important point to discuss. Where is frying and baking and other types of cooking? Usually bishul means through the medium of water. That's what the word bishul means. Really, technically, bishul means boiling. What's the status of other types of cooking? You're not using water. You roast something on a spit. You put on the barbecue or whatever. So that we'll discuss. But the simple definition of bishul is creating a chetz of basa b'chalav through the transference of flavor via fire. Okay, now, if that's the case, we assume the halacha that even if you have no intention whatsoever to eat it, okay, you have no intention to eat it at all, it's still the creation of an edible item. You create a food, that's already the isser of bishul, and that's why it's prohibited to cook basar b'chalav even for a goy. You're not going to eat it. You can allow to cook it for a goy. The pische tshuva, right here at the beginning, Pisgei Tshuva, now Simon Pei Zayin, in the Sukkot Ches, I believe. Sukkot Ches also says, I'll see right now, but I'll look it up again, exact source, but he says it's not, here it is. Yes, Sukkot Ches. I am B'Sevi Chamud, and Neil Simon Ches, because of the Mutul of Asher Boswell, of the Kochovim, B'Kedera, Shalchol of Eino Ben Yomo, Okay? But you're allowed to do it if you're allowed to cook for goy. You don't have to have the chumrah of pots and so on to work the goy. But the implication of that is that if what? That if it's direct basr chalav, cook basr chalav not to bliya, but directly cooking meat and making a cheeseburger for him, that would, or you know, a pot of spaghetti spaghetti, cheese, and meat sauce, that would not be allowed even for a goy. Okay? Again, Piskei Teshuva allows you to cook for the goy in a kli, a meat and a milk in a kli, as long as it ain't a binyoma. Okay? And even though that doesn't like that, l'chatchila either. We also saw the Ramah in Sif Yud. The Ramah says even to stir the coals under a kedera pot that a goy used. The goy may be right now using it for potatoes, but since the goy used this pot for basar or for challah, you don't know when he last used it, you don't know what it was used for, and so on. But the goy has only one set of pots. It could be that just before you cooked basar or challah in it. But right now you're going to stir the, again, the common, today's example would be adjusting the flames. Those days we're stirring, soaking coal, you know. But the Ramah says you shouldn't do that. Although we said that the Shach pointed out to Kot Yilches that that's a chumrah ba'alma. That's really only a chumrah. And there are many tzedot in Lahakel because you don't know. There are sveikas. What did he cook it for? Maybe he didn't cook it since last week. V'chule, v'chule. But that's, we should know that that's what the Ramah holds. Okay? And again, even if the goy is not cooking anything in it now but water, it's a problem. Okay, the case of the Ramah is you have a non-Jewish housekeeper or something like that. She's cooking something, so you shouldn't stir the coals. We also discussed about using basar v'challah, a candle made out of basar v'challah for Hanukkah purposes. First of all, for using it for your house. If you use it for your house, not allowed. That's Yisrael Noah. What about for Hanukkah candles, mitzvahs, lav, lehenes, nidno, and specifically Hanukkah, you're not supposed to get Hanukkah from it? So the tshuva of the Shaar Ephraim, Siman Ches, implies that he's matir, that he'll be matir it. We said implies because part of the tshuva is missing. That's how the Chidor points out. If you look at the tshuva of the Shaar Ephraim, you'll see yourself. Okay, some of the tshuva is missing, so we don't know how he concluded Halacha L'maisa. The El Yezuta, and our Chaim Siman Tofresh, Chaim Gimel, and many others are cholik on this, and he says, forgetting about, and some say because it doesn't have a shear, tusimich the shiure, but even without that, it's a problem of bishul basar v'challah. Good, these mitzvahs, lav lehenes, no, but right now, the act of lighting that fire, you're cooking basar v'challah, okay? Even though you have no intention to eat it, okay? Even though you have no intention to eat it. But there you see again, that even if your goal is not to eat it, it's still, it's still not allowed. You should note also, I don't really think I talked about this, but in Hilchos Shabbos, one could violate Bishul on Shabbos, not only through cooking, but doing anything that hastens the process of preparing food. So, for example, it's called Magus, stirring a pot on Shabbos, now I'm talking about. You stir the pot, thereby hastening, like you're stirring the pot, so the molecules move around, the heat spreads more quickly. That's called Magus, Mem Gimel Yud Samech Magus. Or even covering a pot. The pot is now uncovered. By covering the pot, you're going to hasten the cooking because you're keeping the heat inside. So these things are also on Shabbos. Okay, any way of increasing, or hastening the bishul. So many poskim assume the minchas chinuch discusses it. I'll give you the mocker mitzvah tzadibayz oschas. He's besupik whether everything that everything that's called bishul on Shabbos is also called bishul on basar v'challah. And Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva gus Moshe chelik arachaim chelik dalad siman ayin dalad. Okay. And the assumption is that, again, the basar v'challah as well, the yisr is even hastening the cooking. Should stress, again, that in some cases, they only need the rabbanon, but the assumption here is this activity is to be avoided, anything to do with preparing or creating basar v'challah. The one exception we had, according to some, was what about for a scientific experiment? I remember we had that tshuva from the Chabiner Gon, Dovid Mishar. They wanted to... where he wanted to test whether the flavor of chocolate, that they would make the chocolate, they wanted to see whether the flavor of basar v'challah was discernible in the chocolate, okay, by cooking it up, by doing some kind of a scientific experiment. So he was makel in that case, but he was makel only because there your whole goal was to avoid it. You know, the whole goal was to find out whether not to eat it. He prepared it, if you remember, that somebody searching for chametz on Pesach, a person who didn't do it because chametz, before Pesach. So the Gemara says you do it even on Pesach. What do you mean? Maybe you'll eat it? No, the whole reason you're doing it is to get rid of it. So therefore we're not concerned that the Dov Mesharim said. We also mentioned the Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav that Soloveitchik was asked about a scientist Moshe Soloveitchik was asked about a scientist and he was making, and I thought it was a bigger Chiddush, but anyway, He wanted to say there, since there's no, it's not nothing to do with food, really. He's doing it as a scientific experiment, and then there's room to be makos. We also mentioned the suitcase of Frank.
What's the name of Dov Meisharm?
Well, Dov Meisharm's case was he was trying to do, Dov Meisharm's riot, okay, was that here you're doing it because you want to avoid Basel Cholov. There, he was just doing Stam, a scientific experiment for school. You know, he wasn't doing it for the sake of not having Basel Cholov. Because I believe that's a Dov Meisharm, because he brought a riot from that Sukkot Pesachim that says you do Bidukos Chometz even on Pesach, we're not worried you're going to eat it, because the whole reason you're doing it is to get rid of it. So here too, the whole reason you're doing it is so people won't eat the chocolate, right? Whereas in the most Salvech case, at least the way it's presented, it was a Stamicized experiment. I don't know. Okay? But Tziv Ezra Frank, who quoted the Har Tzvi Chelek Yardes in Samatez, was very against it, but the Dov Meisharm thought it was wrong also. What about if you could, the other exception besides the scientific experiment may be that if you're cooking the Basel Cholov, they're a Sreifa, right, for the garbage. It's just going to destroy them. Remember I mentioned that thing with the barbecue. We have a grill that has a flavor of Basel Cholov. You're not using the grill to cook, but by turning the grill on, you know, and I thought afterwards, even if you clean the racks, but sometimes in the inside of the grill, with the metal, the metal is, in those cases also, you could be cooking most of the cholov, but there, it's never going to come into food, it's going to be burnt, it's going to be destroyed, it's for garbage, and that's why there's room to be makel. I mentioned this uncle of mine said it may be a chokas babli nishami based on Glino Shas and Yukiveg and Yavam Islam and Gimel of the base. We also mentioned Ravad Yosef discussing the question of pouring down, you have a sink, you have a meat, a guk, oil, flesh, stuff in the sink. You're going to pour hot milk over it. Or there's, sometimes you have a sink that has milk and flesh, you use your tub, and now you want to clean it out, dump it out, so if it's hot. So again, Ravadi also says that there are enough to start with a it's not cold. He said maybe it's better to avoid it. You mentioned the throwing things in the garbage. I suggested someone come up with a business of having separate garbage cans. Okay. Then another issue discussed at some length was the issue of Bishol, of Derek Bishol Osra Torah. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Why did the Torah use the Lashon Losev Ashel? So the Mechaber writes, the Hotz Yachil of Lashon Bishol, Omar She'ena Osra Na Torah, El Derek Bishol. Okay, Midaraisa, it's only possible Cholov if you eat, the food is grated, Derek Bishol. Okay, we said that Bosom Cholov is a Chiddush. That's the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Daf Beis. The Gemara says, Basa b'chalav is a chiddush. So first the Gemara thought, why is it a chiddush? Because the two ingredients are both independently mutter, and don't become us until you put it back together. But the Gemara says, oh, that's not a full chiddush or a complete chiddush, because we have such a similar concept by Shatnez. Right? You have wool and linen, they're both mutter, you put them together, the result is no good. So what the Gemara says, the chiddush is, right, it's not a matter of heter b'heter, that's not automatically a chiddush, but rather the chiddush is, that it's only us and midoraisa, basa b'cholov. Midoraisa is only, like we said before, when it's derech bishul through fire. So I take a piece of meat, that's the case in the Gemara, and I soak the piece of meat in a bowl of milk all day long, and there's going to be some absorption of flavor, and it's certainly also drabbanim. The Shulchan Aruch says that, I should have read it before. It's important to see it, right? He says, v'hotzi achil v'losh v'bishul omar she'enu osman t'ayla derech bishul av v'drabbanim osman v'cholov. And we distinguish between basa b'cholov and basa v'cholov, if that helps you. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch says only Derek Bishol. That's that Gemara Pesachim. That's the Chiddush, so to speak, of Basa B'chol. It's only Derek Bishol Osra Torah. That soaking it would not be. Okay, soaking it would not be. Now, as a result of this issue of Heter Behetter, we said that the concept of Bittol does not really apply by Basa B'chol the way it applies by other Macholos Asuras, by other demons. Because usually, Bito means there's two conflicting parties, and one wins out over the other. That's the general definition of Bito, right? Bito chomet, you have chomets and non-chomets or whatever, or chazer meat and other meat, and so on. So there's a conflict. There's trade from kosher. So Bito, there's a conflict. One wins out, depending. You have rov, shishim, whatever the dinim are. Okay? And pointed out, we didn't really look at it inside at all, but the Ran in the Dorim, the famous Ran. In the Dorim, he says, by Dover Sheish HaMatirin, that was in the call of learning, Dover Sheish HaMatirin. So the Gemara says, Dover Sheish HaMatirin, feel the elef lo batal, right? Dover Sheish HaMatirin is not batal. I have a mixture, there's something in there. perhaps an example of the Davar Sheish Matirin is Chometz on Pesach, right? After Pesach, we come with it. Okay, maybe not the best example, Chometz on Ovel on Pesach, that's all discussion. But other things, you know, we come with it. You have a Beit Shesh and all the Yontif, right? That's the case, that starts in Beitz, obviously. Beit Shesh and all the Yontif is also because it was Noel on Yontif, it is your Noel. Okay, but as soon as Yontif is over, you can eat it to your heart's content, and it's called Davar Sheish Matirin. So Rashi's explanation is, why is it not Bottle? Because Acha Tochlana Beheter, to Acha Tochlana Bisa Tochlana Beheter, right? What do you have to rely on? A third, forget it, wait 3 hours, and then eat it completely. But that's a Rashi, and then most were shown. The Ran is a whole different explanation, which says because it's Dovish material, it's not in conflict. There's no conflict. Anyway, that's the idea usually of Bittul. But by Bosom of Cholov, that's not what it is. There's no conflict to begin with. It only becomes a problem when it's mixed together. It's not that the meat and milk are fighting each other. What do you mean? What wins? What's mevatel what? I think we had who had the losh. Some sofer, I think, had the losh. He says, ma mevatel ma. What's mevatel? There's no bittul. Okay, the whole concept of bittul is not really shy by what's mechol. It's hetter b'hetter. Okay, and there's no conflict. So then what? So what is it then? What is it? The answer is, again, since the boss mechol is defined as a transference of flavor, so if you don't have, if you don't have shishim or whatever, I'm sorry, you have shishim, so there was no transference of flavor, so it never became bas b'chol. It's not bittul in the usual sense. Again, there's no doubt that the principle of bittul applies to bas b'chol. We know from the Mishnah, so tipus cholov and so on and so forth. Okay, there's no doubt that that's a din, but it's for a totally different reason. It's not because one overpowers the other, but rather because it never became bas b'chol to start with. Right? Since you have to have transference of flavor, so if there's no transference of flavor because there's so much of the other ingredient, so it never became bas b'chol. It's not that the 60 of meat overpowered the one of milk. The 60 ounces of meat overpowered the 1 ounce of milk. Because it's 60 things, 60 ounces of meat against 1 ounce of milk, not that overpowered, it never became bas b'chol to start with. Not the regular bittul, that's what it's explained. Okay? There's no real dinner bas b'chol in the same sense. However, just what happens in this time, there's no bas b'chol at all. In the psicha to the Prima Gadim, you know, he says that by bas b'chol we say tam kikar. According to everybody, say Tom Kicker, but again, not Tom Kicker in the usual sense of a bittul, but rather that's exactly, Pshuto Kimashmo, Tom Kicker. The Iker is Tom. The whole Isser only comes about through Tom. That's what Tom Kicker means in a certain sense by Bas B'chol. The whole Isser only comes about by way of Tom. It's not that the, that's why it's Tom Kicker. Okay? And that's what we say, you know, Efshel Sotho is Osir, like we said today at the beginning of the Shu. Yesterday, even if you get it out, it doesn't matter. That's why we say Chaticha Nas Nevela. The whole thing is a brand new Dovah Chodesh. However, we did say that we do a bun on him.
Wouldn't that Prima Gadim be assuming that even if you would be able to get all the Tom out, so then
it'd still be Osir.
Right, I'm saying that but why would it still be Osir if the whole Isir is the Tom? If there's no Tom left, so then. Well,
no, but once it's created, that's it. But once it's there, they can't get it out. It became a chetz shlis, it's a new item. Okay. Amid Rabbanu, we said, however, there is Iser Abbas Makhalot, even without Derek Bishul. Again, the key expression, Derek Bishul Osra Torah. However, that's Basar Bichal. However, even without Bishul, there's an Iser Basar Bichal of having meat and milk together, even if it wasn't. So the case that the Gemara gave himself in of the meat soaking in milk, that's called Kavush, it's soaking. Right, so that becomes, that's also to eat that, the Midrabanan, not Midrash, not the official, but it's Midrabanan, okay? Or the case of the, we had the cholov in the keva, you know, the animal's stomach, right? They put the animal in, and they put the milk in the animal's stomach. So again, that's cold, there's no, not the official. Nonetheless, it's also Midrabanan. There we do apply the rules of Bittul, okay? We do apply the rules of Bittul, and the question we asked is why? Why should... So again, we should understand, Allah Alamaisa, that Bittul does, and I don't make sure no one misunderstand. It's not that we don't apply the rules of Bittul to Bas B'chol, of course we do. The whole the idea is about that, but it's for a different reason. On the Daraisa, on the Darbanan level, it's the regular rules of Bittul, and you can ask, well, how come I thought there's no, it's not really Bittul. There's no conflict, everything we said before. So yes, that's true, but the Rabbanan didn't want to make the upshot of their Isurim more strict than the Torah says. If the Torah says there are bishos of Torah, and you have a 60, you're cooking 60 ounces of meat, and 1 ounce of milk falls in, that doesn't become bas b'chol. But now we're going to say the Rabbanan, shishim won't work. It's true, it's for a different reason, but the Rabbanan did not make the din stricter than what the Torah says. Okay? The other thing we mentioned is that there is a requirement, another thing we mentioned, that has to be done with derech achila. Derech achila. Okay? Because since the Torah never asked achila, so usually when the Torah says lo sochlu, lo seochel, something along those lines, so you're only violating on a doraisa level if you eat it derech achila. And then you use the item in the normal manner this item is used. However, by Bosu B'cholov, since it never used, again, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, right? The hotzi achila b'lashon bishul, right? Doesn't use lashon achila, uses lashon bishul. So then, even shalok kederech achila is going to be aser, okay? And aser midoraisa, is an iser doraisa. We compared it, compared it to Yom Kippur. Okay, we compared it to Yom Kippur. It also never says not to eat. It says ta'anu esnaf shosechem. But it never specifically mentions eating. So when a chumra comes out, so to speak, and we're talking about in iser achila, so if something is shaloka derech achila, then you can talk about it having not being iser doraisa. But since by Bosu B'cholov there's no specific mention of achila, like by Yom Kippur, same thing, so it's going to be awesome. Now, nafka mina may be regarding, let's say you have medication, you have pills. With Bosu B'cholov, sometimes you have it. Sometimes in the capsules and so on, you know, it could be with animal derivatives and this and that. Okay, so for cholosh yesh bo sakana, so states of, I mean, no question. What about a cholosh ein bo sakana? Cholosh ein bo sakana. Well, cholosh ein bo sakana could be that thing which you need to really avoid those kinds of pills. Cholosh ein bo sakana, because there's some people again with pills. Pills are generally not derech achila. You know what I mean? You're not. Not to a chewable. Chewable pills or flavored pills, that's a different problem. That's derech achila. Some pills taste good. You know, they're designed that way, especially for children, even for adults. You know, some type of vitamin C pills, this and that. So they taste good. They're orange flavored. Some taste, that's derech achila. But if you have a pill, you don't chew, you just knock it down. Right? You take water, you knock it down. That's not called derech achila. So when it comes to nisar achila, okay, so then that's not called derech achila. But by Bosu B'cholov, we just said that derech achila doesn't matter. Same thing in Kippur, derech achila doesn't matter. So that's the case if we're dealing with something that's a food derivative. So therefore, that's a chomer of Bosu B'cholov. The Rambam says, okay, Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Rambam Sukkot Nalef, right? In Sukkot Nalef, Pesachei Tshuva writes, the av shalok derech achila v'hano aser, v'hoi alokolo, v'ashen kim b'sharisim, v'hoi kem, so on and so forth. Okay? I know you don't get anyway, but he says even shaloka derech achila. That's it. That's what the Rambam says also. It's in Parak Yud Dal Alach Yud. Okay. I don't know. We'll just read it. The Rambam. May as well just hear it inside. So again, that's a practical nafka mina with regards to pills. Parak Yud Dal. So what do you taka do, by the way? If you need to take that pill. So that's what there's some people who say that. You open the capsule and put the little pills, I guess, a little thing on a napkin and swallow that. That's so much fun. Anyway, Perek Yudal Yud. Rambam writes, "Kala ochlin asur enu chayvalein atchiyocholos and derech hanochutz mi bosu b'cholov." The kila karam also if yishalom nemar ba anachila elahotzi isur achilos and bloshen acheres. Loshen Bishul, that's by Bosu B'cholov, by Kilai Kamers, Loshen Hekdesh, Pentuktash, and so on. Lesor, son of Philo, Shalok Kederach Hanoi. So that's the din that the Pesach Tshuva quotes I just mentioned. That's also even Shalok Kederach Achila. Okay? And that's the story with that. Now, other Macholos Asuras, okay, now that's a question of how do you compare that to the issue of Einu Rula Ger, I mentioned it in Lacey before. Okay? Einu Rula Ger means something which is not edible under normal circumstances. Okay, not edible under normal circumstances. So that the nevela, she'ena really get a nevela, that ain't a real gear. So then, that's different. I don't know, there's a place you tried to compare, but we assume not like the place. If I have time at the end, I'll come back to that. Next issue discussed, the issue of bishul achar bishul. Is there a din of bishul achar bishul by Bosu B'cholov? Meaning, if I already have an item which already is Bosu B'cholov, right? I have a pot which already has... whatever, I don't know, cheese and meat sauce or macaroni pizza, something like that, and I reheat it, I cook it again. Would that be a violation of lo sevasho, bishul, is there bishul achar bishul? So he said that that's a machlokas, a poskim. The more widespread opinion seems to be that if it was already cooked, if the items were cooked separately, you had cooked milk and now cooked meat, but I now put them together for the first time, That is chayav. That is then yesh bichal mishloach habishul. Even though the items are not raw, both items are cooked. Yeah, cooked milk was cooked separately. Cooked meat was cooked separately, and now you put them together. That's yesh mishloach habishul, and that will be us. And that's what the Sofer writes in the Tshuva, and others chelak adesim pei beis. But if the items are already cooked together as bish bas v'cholav, already together as bas v'cholav, then there might not be any issur of bishul afterwards. On the page here, and again, Yerodes and Pezayin, I think that's the consensus view. Both the Bekiva Eger, and the Chedush of Bekiva Eger here, and the Gilead Maharsha, the Sipshomo Eger, on the side of the page, both say, both passing that way, print on the page, that that there's no Bishlach HaBishu as Bas V'Cholom if the item was already cooked as Bas V'Cholom. Okay, the Prima Godin, we mentioned somewhat specific, in the Sifsei Das here, Pezayin, Sikot Yerches, he paskins that we say yesh bishlach habishul no matter what. He's machmir that even if it was already bas v'cholov, he's machmir all the time. However, his commentary on Pes Chanukah with the Chanukah candle question, Or Chaim, from the top Reish Chaim Gimel, there he says this is the same compromise. Not a compromise. This middle position. Okay, there's no bishlach habishul if the others already cooked together. And in Siman Kuf Hey, in the other day in the Mishmas Hazav, so you've gotten. Bays there, he's Mesupik. I'm not sure. But anyway, the consensus view is there's no Bishlach HaBishul if the items were cooked together once as Bas V'Cholov. This fits in again with the whole theme. I've been stressing that once you've created Bas V'Cholov, you can't recreate it, so to speak. Okay? As far as, yeah.
There's like a Dunkin' Donuts, everything that they serve is already cooked, and then they just like put the, let's say, the meat or the egg and the cheese, and they put it in the microwave, and then it just becomes Bas V'Cholov. Like that. So
it wouldn't be an issue of Bishop Bosophol, it sounds like, according to those posts, say it was already cooked, but in a lot of fast food restaurants.
Meaning so like owning a franchise or a non kosher.
Yeah, no, it won't be Bosophol. Yeah, you're getting Hanoah. It could be still also to do it, drop one, but don't be noticed Hanoah. For sure, yeah. They're not coming in, yeah.
Even Darabonon is coming
in? Even Darabonon, again, that's clarified, you can't eat it anyways. Okay? But for Bishlan, I know, according to most, we want to talk about Bishlan, but yeah, we'll be moving. Okay? Then we had this question, what about Bishlan or Bishlan? Because that's not a food. That's not the Zvokin Derek Achila. Then we said that it's not a food, it's a piece of paper.
Either it's the same pill, it's the same thing. We have been napping or something.
What, the pills? Yeah, that's not possible. No,
that's not possible.
But I'm saying these strips. I think it says paper, but it's not anything.
Plastic.
Whatever. It's not food. We asked him whether we say it by possible hall also. It isn't. But the question is, will you say it by possible hall? Well, he says it by Yom Kippur, so, right? And he says it by Yom Kippur, it's also over there. It's not, we don't care about Derech HaKhil and Yom Kippur either. So it should be the same thing.
So a regular pill, though, is considered food? Only when you have a napkin, not the food
for a regular pill, one second, a regular pill. No, so that, the wrapping in the napkin, wrapping that makes it look at their achilah, which many hold you don't need to wrap that because it's already look at their achilah. But just wrapping that because you take the things out of the capsules, so you have to put it in someplace. I'm not telling them not to do that, but I mean, what some people want to do is they don't want to use the capsule. So instead of like these 100 little balls that come out, so instead of putting one of that, you put it in that and swallow that. What I'm saying, so that's the issue. Okay. Say it again? I don't think pills are considered. I personally distinguish between pills and, let's say, and vitamins or something like that. I don't really think it's food. Unless it's chewable.
So somebody takes pills and problem?
Again, somebody who without water. I don't know. What would I go ahead and say in Kippur? I'm not sure. I think I would. Okay, that's not food. It's not Derek. Someone has to. Someone has to, yeah. I don't know, pass now. Yes, let me get. Okay, someone needs it, obviously, for medical reasons. But I'm not, there are some people who say there's no problem pills, period. There's nothing to talk about. There's no problem. Those are all that way. But again, in Kippur, there's more room to be machmir because derech achila doesn't help. It's too, you know, the question is it edible? Is it any kind of food item? Again, I think that was where Shachter's thing with the strips is not a lot of food item.
Right? Would you make a bracha on the strips?
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, as far as Bishol or Bishol in Bliya, we have in the Kli, right? Let's say I reheat the pot again and so on and so forth. So again, I think we quoted the Tshuva Me'avo, Tatamar of Nodi Behuda, Chenimimus and Shimon Ralev, who said that there's no, that's not Derek Bishol either. Okay? I think the place and others, the Shachtas, the Regatta disagree. Shishay Das is what Yuches. You know, that is Derek Bishol, people cooking a pot. But he was saying that Tshuva Me'avo, no, whatever's inside the thing, that's not how you cook something. That's a result, but that's not how you cook. Another important question is the shear. How much? Basim Cholov, you cook. To violate this, is the Mar Chulin, Kuf Chesam Beis. Kuf Chesam Beis says, Bishol Shacherim Ochlin. Right? They're cooked enough that people eat it. How much is that? So Rashi there in Chulin, Kuf Ches says, Kol Tzarko. Ritva says he didn't mean that. He meant Machal Ben Dusoy. Okay, but he said Kol Tzarko, so Ritva held the other, Miri held the other way. Okay, whatever it is, it seems to be a bit of a machlokes. Okay, the Prichodosh, it's in Pezayin here, it's in Kotten Gimel, says it's Machal Ben Dusoy. There's a further argument, what is Machal Ben Dusoy? Okay, the Rambam in Perek Tes, the Shabbos, Aloha Hei, means half-cooked. Half-cooked. Rashi in Shabbos, Kof on the Beis, says it means one-third cooked. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Sosa, in Aruch Haim, Simen Shin Yud Ches, the Shabbos, he says like the Rambam, half-cooked. And here in Yeridea, actually, in the laws of Bishol Akum, it's in Kruf Yud Gimel Sif Ches. You have that in here? No. It's in Kruf Yud Gimel Sif Ches. It says also, he says it's Kol Tzarko, which is an interesting side. Is that there? Yeah. Halacha, the Prima Gadim, the Psicha again, and the place in Sif Gimel say the following. Basa B'cholav, in terms of the food, we didn't really discuss this one. As soon as you cook it together, even for a minute, it's osir b'achila. Okay, it's osir to eat it. However, but you don't get malchus until kol tzarko. In other words, the tavshil becomes osir right away, but you don't get malchus until kol tzarko. That's what the kafachaim writes kain nogin. So the tavshil becomes osir right away. And some would suggest because obviously it depends on what the ingredients are, but milk takes a lot less time to cook up than a piece of meat, right? So anyway, it becomes osir right away, but not. The mouth was still called circle. In terms of the definition of the kezias, it could be the total amount is a kezias between the two of them. Okay, it could be chatzi or any other type of combination. That's the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Okay, Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Also, etc. Umishivasho mishnehem kezayis. Okay, v'chein ochel kezayis mishnehem. You know, also v'acholav and so on and so forth. So it can be, it doesn't have to be half and half. It can be any type of a combination. There is a discussion, which I didn't go into. It's really off the subject. But what about chotzi shir? Right, that's the general machlokas and discussion at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma. Chotzi shir. The Prima Gadim is mesupik about it over here. We don't really discuss it. We'll discuss it next year. I'll just mention briefly now. What about other types of cooking? Let's say I didn't cook directly in the pot. Yeah.
Why is
this
over here? Why would we not call
it general rule? It's okay. I don't know what going through right. Maybe we'll talk about it another time. Okay. It's the Gemara says Chatzis Shiras Torah. Okay. The answer, it has to do with the fact that he was combining different things, not just one item, not combining different things. That's what it has to do with it. Anyway, what if I don't cook it directly by pour? Irud. Irud means when I pour. I am yud, rage, vav, yud, irud, pouring. Ba'arel, aros, pour. So I pour something out of a kli rishon. So we're familiar with this, those who study Yom Shabbos know about this with the tea. Right? You pour out of the kettle or you're out of the, what do you call that, the samovar, hot water urn. and the hot water comes out and goes right on. That's called Urei Kli Rishon. Okay? So let's say a practical question here would be, and we'll talk about it more, but let's say I have a boiling hot piece of meat, a hamburger or whatever. A hamburger I don't think we will do that with, but let's say a piece of meat, I want to spread margarine on it. Okay? Not margarine, butter. Okay? I mean butter, real butter. Margarine's okay, we'll talk about that too. But butter onto meat. Okay? So Rekiv Eger discusses here in Simchat Aleph, right over here, which Rekiv Eger also discusses what that should be, whether the Irui and all these things are going to be also Daraisa or Darabana. And if you go to in the Psicha, also says, because there's such thing called Kidei Kli, but we're going to talk about that more. It really didn't belong here. We didn't get to it yet. As far as what happens if you have something that's Basa B'chala, so the Rambam tells us that it's Talon Kvura, okay? You're supposed to bury it, like radioactive waste, right? You get rid of it, you got to put it in the ground, you got to bury it, and you shouldn't burn it. But if you do burn it, the Afer is Asr as well. The ashes remain Asr, okay? And maybe even Daraisa. Better to avoid burning it altogether. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha, again, in Divra Maskel Mihu, writes, another thing you can do it is you can bring it to the Beis HaKisei, okay, and flush it on the toilet, or dump it with all the other ways, or you can throw it into the river, okay? The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam wrote the Yoredei, the Chai Adam is on our Chai, the same from Avraham Danzig, who was in Vilna here in the 1700s, late 1700s, after the Vilna, okay, the Chai Adam wrote on Yoredei, called the Chachmas Adam. So the Chachmas Adam writes in Simon Mem, I'll look it up. Simon Mem, Sid Beis, he mentions Beis HaKise, he doesn't mention to the river, throw it into the river. Perhaps it's because in the river, some of the fish or someone will eat it. But Beis HaKise, it's the waste that's going to be destroyed. But in the river, maybe someone will eat it, maybe someone will play it, or fish. He doesn't say that, but maybe that's what he's referring to.
Who cares if the fish eat it?
What's that?
Who cares if the fish eat it?
So now, okay, I'll hold that thought. Who cares if the fish eat it? It's not my problem, it's not my fish. A fish may not be a problem. The person, huh?
The person eat the fish?
Maybe, but that's probably not a problem. That garden, yeah. Maybe. But maybe something else, which we'll show in 2 seconds.
Okay.
The last thing, these are Hanoah. So, Kusin Chubin Simchat Beis points out that according to the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halach Aleph, there's no Malchus for Hanoah by itself, even though most other posts don't say what does Hanoah mean. So, the obvious case of Hanoah is Schora, business, right? You're not allowed to do business with Basim Chol, that's the obvious case. And the other thing is feed it to your animal, to your animals, Behemto, your animals, okay? It's a big discussion, this is now your issue with respect to the previous thing as well. It's a big discussion, what about giving the item to, not my animal, to a Kelev Shel Hefker? I'm going to leave it out to the wild, leave it out for the squirrels or whatever. That's my responsibility. If it's my responsibility, that's called Nisa Hanoah, because I'm getting, how am I getting Hanoah? Because and I can save on dog food, because I gave him this. Right? It's my, I don't want my dog to be healthy, I want my cow to be healthy, so I give them this item to eat, so that's called Hanoah. If I give it to an animal of Hefker in the woods somewhere and so on, okay, that is a question. The Chachmas Adam there says that it's also. To give to a Kalev Shel Hefker is also. The Mishnah Brewer explains in Simtof Mem Ches, that's on this Pesach, in Simkot Mem Ches, that yeah, a person feels good when you give stuff to the animals, right? You feel good. It's a different type of Hanoah. It's not a monetary Hanoah, but it's a feel good kind of Hanoah. You know, there's certain people, I have to say, I count myself, I don't like to waste food. If I grew up, we didn't waste food. My mother was notorious not to waste food. Everything she cooked, if you need it, came up in some other form a day or two later. Chef's surprise, right? That's what happened in the restaurant. You know, chef's surprise, what is that? That's all the leftover stuff, and then it makes it into a big stew or something like that. So that was, stuff tended to show up. I remember one time, before Shavuos, she made blintzes. So the way she made blintzes was she took a bread. I guess that's the way they make blintzes. I don't know. Some of you know, your wives know, whatever. So she cut off the crusts and then put the potatoes or the cottage cheese inside on top of it. Then you fold it up and then you fry it. And you make blintzes. Now she had all these crusts. Now we didn't do all the crusts. So we throw the crust out. But not my mother was home. Her sheet was. I remember we can't do it about 2 days before she was. So everyone has to wash tonight. Supper. Sometimes you don't want to wash, right? I mean, I suppose you should wash probably, but well, there are a few things they say from Jews. Nobody likes to wash. Nobody likes the deflation. I have an idea of inflation, you know. So what's the problem? But you never know an ice cream truck. No one wants deflation. Nobody wants to wash. There's one other thing I forgot. Anyway, so she said, wash. I know, please, everyone has to wash. We all wash. Then we found out why, because she made like a noodle casserole, and in the noodle with the crust that crept into the noodles. You know, she never wasted anything. So if you give it to an animal, okay, human being can't eat it, and if it's not edible, there's a whole lot of different shilim. You're not supposed to feed animals food that's fit for human consumption. It's a different shilim. When I was a kid, when I had little kids, we used to take them to the park to feed the ducks or something. By the river, you try and take food that no one's going to eat. It's stale, let it go stale. You know, not really. That's what they object, among other reasons, to the fact that they go to say Tashlich, Rosh Hashanah, so that everyone brings stuff, whatever, collarbones, they just had lunch a half hour ago, and bring that and throw it into the river. That's very questionable, that's right, yeah. That's a different, an additional problem. Even not Shabbos. There's a problem of feeding, taking food that's considered bizuyot. That's a question. No one's going to eat it. Somebody could eat it. So you give it to the poor, whatever. It's a little bit stale. It's a little bit. Someone took a bite out of it, so no one's going to eat it. That's okay. But the question how far you go. That's a bizuyot. I know that there's some people who, I think of Shechter, does not like the practice that after Havdalah, people dip the fire from the candle into wine. The grape was spilled. I think I remember Shechter didn't tell the Torah was not right. Those who say it's okay, it's such a little amount, there's nothing to it. It's not a, I think, if I remember correctly, I'm talking about it for a long time, but I think
they even like that practice. Even if it's garbage anyway?
Yeah, it's whatever. Anyway, you can ask him if he's trying to be held up. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. But in any event, so the Mishnah Berurah says that a person gets a feel-good feeling and giving it to them, that's also a form of hanah. And however, many others there in Siman Tov Mem Ches disagree with this whole Yesod. They've had a Vilna Gaon, and there's a Sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Makor Chaim from the Nesivos. There's a Sefer called on Hilchos Pesach, so in Siman Tov Mem Ches, both he says and the Vilna Gaon says that you're allowed to give. It's only a chumrah by Pesach, chometz on Pesach, that you can't give. It's a special chumrah by chometz, but other things you can give to an animal of hefker. Okay? We also need to stress, and this will wrap up, okay? There's no iser hanah if the basar b'cholav was via iser d'rabbanan. Okay, that's an important point, and that's going to play a role in so many things. A major question is, very often you wonder, what's the difference? We spend a lot of time discussing, is it d'oraisa, is it d'rabbanan? Who really cares? We're all from Jews, we observe the d'rabbanans also. So we know that there are some classic differences. A safek, right? The mistake is d'rabbanan, the kula, the d'oraisa. So it's important to know whether something is a d'rabbanan, is a d'oraisa. But when it comes to basar chalav, it's especially important because a basar chalav d'rabbanan is not also d'rabbanan. Right? That's a major difference. Basar chalav d'oraisa is also d'rabbanan. Basar chalav d'rabbanan is not. Okay, so therefore, let's say kavush, soaked, or you know, those kind of melicha, which also, if you salt them together, so it's also, it's certainly also to eat the d'rabbanan. Again, that goes back to basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is for sure also. Okay? Now, the Taz and Sukkot and Aleph, this will be the shiur we'll start in Shem in a couple of days. Taz says that the Maharshal disagrees. Maharshal disagrees, and he says even a basar chalav became basar d'rabbanan is also d'anah. However, the general consensus, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that when it's iser basar chalav d'rabbanan, there is no iser hanah. The other thing we mentioned with regards to malchus, we said that the Piskei Teshuva points out that the Rambam says no malchus, so we can ask who cares about that also. So you remember, you have pasul nafkamina for psulei edus purposes, right? The psulei edus purposes. Anyway, that's just a general overview, touching on some of the halacha ma'isa issues that emerged from some of the things we discussed. So we're kind of more or less done with the hakadamah type of information. Bez Hashem, so the topic tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be defining bishul. Okay, defining bishul in terms of other types of cooking, frying, salih. Again, this is very much nogea. Why is it okay? Because it's only d'rabbanan and the mutabahanah. So there are practical distinctions, and we'll move on from there. Okay, I still, as I mentioned to you, I gave Daniil Abamakos the next couple of days also for the next time, because I'm going to be, I have to go there to Shabbat Baruch Hashem family simple. So I'm trying to work out that I could have some early Shia Thursday. I can't, I'm Thursday for sure, I will not have Shia at the regular time. I won't be on the plane at that point, but hopefully the plane won't be delayed. I only travel on Thursdays that much anyway, but no bread. So I'm trying to have early Shia Thursday. Wednesday we'll do a regular topic like we always do, a different topic. But Thursday, we're trying to have early Shia. I just don't know yet where, because room 101, where we have the Wednesday, which is not available in the morning. So I'll let you know, spread the word. And we'll be abbreviated Shia, probably 45 minutes, until I have to go to the airport. But I don't want to be about to go to Shia. So it's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm not going to be here next week. Sunday, Monday, Slichas is Motzei Shabbos. The first 3 days, Slichas, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I won't be here. My flight is due in, Rez Hashem, Wednesday morning. I expect to be here Wednesday morning, evening time. Hopefully, for that, to go to Shia. Okay?